There's a lot of activity around the southern border lately, as governors plan to send thousands of National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border to answer President Trump's call for increased security. The Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, recently announced two major immigration policy decisions, a zero-tolerance policy for border crossers and new quotas for immigration judges to quickly close those cases. The Attorney General was in southern New Mexico on Wednesday, where construction is starting on 20 miles of fencing along the border. The Trump administration calls this part of that promised border wall. Michelle Marisco is senior editor for the Fronteras Project for KJZZ in Phoenix.
I'm actually in New Mexico at the moment. I'm working on a related story here, and there are National Guard in some of the different areas along the Texas border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, of course, sent 1,000 National Guard. They are in a seek and report hands-off observation missions. Governor Jerry Brown said that National Guard from California will be doing the same thing as they will from Arizona and New Mexico.
So what other new policies has the Trump administration rolled out this week? We've heard officials talk about a new zero tolerance policy. What does that mean?
So the zero tolerance policy is implemented in order to try to deter people from crossing the border even one time. And what they're trying to do is enforce existing rules against immigrants who cross the border illegally, which is to say they could prosecute them. Most of the time, people who cross the border a first time and don't already have a charge on them for having done so in the past are returned back to their country, mostly Mexico. Now they're going to be prosecuted.
And Michelle, we've heard story after story of overcrowded immigrant detention, overcrowded immigration courts, saddled with cases. Can the system handle in order to prosecute first-time crossers?
Not in this way. I mean, when you look at the infrastructure for immigrant detention in the United States, it's almost like talking about beefing up police in a crime-ridden city and not having enough prosecutors, not having enough jails to house them. In this case, what the Trump administration is trying to do, for example, implementing quotas on immigration judges to try to get those judges to run these cases through the system. There's a lot of concern that this is going to create some violations of due process. People are not going to have a chance to be fairly represented in the court system.
Michelle, your home base is Phoenix, but you're in New Mexico now. The Attorney General was in New Mexico and along the southern border touting a section of fencing going up about 20 miles long. What does it look like and what exactly is it?
Right now, it's about 100 yards long. It just started last Monday. It's gonna stretch out about 20 miles. It's about 15 feet high with bollard style, almost like bars on a jail cell, so to speak, not to be metaphorical about it. The top of it is actually created in such a way that it can't be scaled. So it's just a sheer, smooth, solid wall at the very top. And it's intended to be able to let water and wind flow through. And this is going to run about $4 million per mile by the time they're done with it. It's not one of those prototypes that we've been hearing so much about in California, right? It's actually very similar to the exact style of wall that I myself have seen and photographed and written about in Nogales, Arizona, 10 years ago. So it's being touted as a new project, but it looks exactly like the old wall that was put up in 2010 in Nogales and other parts of the Mexican border.
Michelle, I'm doing some quick arithmetic. $4 million per mile, 20 miles, $80 million. Has Mexico paid for it?
Mexico has not paid for it.
Michelle Marisco is senior editor at the Fronteras desk at KJZZ in Phoenix. Michelle, thanks.
Hey, thank you. It was a pleasure.
We have a crisis here. We know it. The president knows it. And we're determined to do something about it.
That's the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, addressing 31 sheriffs gathered on the southern border in New Mexico on Wednesday as part of the annual spring meeting of sheriffs from border counties from Texas and across the Southwest. Sheriff Mark Daniels is currently there. Since 2013, he's been sheriff of Cochise County in southeastern Arizona.
I've worked in this county for over three decades in law enforcement, and to have a president that's coming out and saying, listen, there's going to be no zero tolerance. We're going to hold you accountable if you break our laws, if you're smuggling. And a lot of these folks, these are violent criminals that have a violent tendency. And that's what we deal with in our county. And we don't get a lot of the mom and pops coming across to, for that better way of life, or like you're just suggesting on the working aspect of it. We get some serious criminals coming across our border.
Sheriff, we just had a reporter from along the border, not far from where you are right now, who basically warned that the immigration court system, it's fine to have zero tolerance and to tell judges to increase quotas, but that this is a system that does not have the capacity to start adding people to prosecution dockets the first time they're caught.
The Southwest border federal courts are so, so busy. I do respect that statement. One of the things we've done at the state level and local level is we prosecute them at the local level, especially juveniles that are not touched by the federal government. We take that burden on. We prosecute them. We house them in our jails, and we send them off to our prisons, all done through the local offices. And that's in cooperation with our Border Patrol and federal partners. But I worry about that, too. Can they sustain the overload there? I don't know. But in the meantime, I mean, that's why it's so important to have local law enforcement sheriffs and police chiefs working with our federal partners.
Sorry, you just said that you have juveniles in your jurisdiction. You prosecute them, house them, and send them off to prison. That's what you do with juveniles regularly?
We do it regularly, because the federal government has no consequences for juvenile smugglers. So the cartels have solicited these, I call them vulnerable youth, between the ages of 14 to 17. Now, we've had them as young as 13 down here, but so they solicit these vulnerable kids. And they put drugs on their back or on them, and they come across the border or come across through our ports, and they get caught, and then nothing happens to them. So we said we got to have consequences, you know, as a nation of laws and rules. We put a pretty strong statement on that just because you're a juvenile doesn't mean you're going to get away with smuggling drugs.
Now you said that a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old might be recruited as a vulnerable youth. Being vulnerable as you are when you're a child, what happens to a 13-year-old sent to prison in the United States?
Let me just say, 13-year-olds, they're given to the juvenile system. We don't remand 13-year-olds by our laws in Arizona. 14 and above, yes, we do, just to clarify that. But what we do is, from the ages of 14 to 17, we remand them as adults. And what's happening is they go to prison for a year and a half. Now, we got some kickback on that because they're saying, hey, these are 14, 15-year-olds, 16-year-olds. I mean, it seems harsh. But if you understand the culture down here where if a 14-year-old that gets caught by law enforcement on the border smuggling, they lose their product, the drugs, and then we kick them across with no consequences, they go back into the hands of the cartels, and we have photos where they've been beat and abused. And so for me to get them for a year and a half, we give them education, we give them health, we hopefully give them some guidance in life that when they come out, they're safer in my hands than they are the cartels.
Sheriff, before I let you go, can you give me your most honest assessment, your most honest feelings about the border wall? Does it help you do your job? Does it really help from a law enforcement perspective?
The wall is not the fix-all. A barrier is not the fix-all. We have some fencing down here, but it's a symbol of trespass that sends a message that, hey, this is the division. This is a symbol of trespass if you come across it, just like people put fencing in their personal properties. So I'm not against the barrier, but if you don't support the barrier with the right technology, the right people, the right support, I think we're wasting our money.
Sheriff Mark Daniels, Sheriff of Cochise County in Southern Arizona. Sheriff, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd, and thanks for having me on.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.